We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This album is the soundtrack to my life changing. In 1981, when I was going into my senior year, I had been the biggest dork in the world and continued to be, but the perception of me changed because I got really tan and I let my remaining blonde hair grow out and I made good friends with Eric Brokaw, who was popular, and I went to the drive-in where all the cool kids hung out and was accepted, and we would sit in the back of this guy's truck and play this album over and over again, and it was just like, oh my God, like this is what it's supposed to feel like.
Aww.
And that lasted about 3 months.
Then what happened?
Yeah.
Ah, my dorkness caught up with me. You know, you can only fake things for so long. Yeah. So, speaking of, hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
So, I understand you're enjoying our show from afar.
Yeah. Really. Yesterday, there was about three or four segments that I could not really. I was trying to work, and we have it on, and I can't get anything done because I'm listening to you guys.
That's a huge compliment. That's great.
Take it as one.
Yeah.
So, in his new office down there.
Yes.
You got a new office? Well.
He's down there with Annie and Mark.
Oh.
And I ran into the lovely Trisha from the Mark Cox Morning Show this morning, and she said that you guys are like sharing a desk right now.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Well, she said you have your candies everywhere.
Yeah, that's why it's uncomfortable.
And she said there is literally.
It's uncomfortable for her.
Yeah.
She said there was literally cotton candy on the floor where Ryan sits.
That's unfair to me. As a cotton candy enthusiast, because cotton candy is really hard to eat cleanly.
I would go to Kathy Edelman about that.
I will. Yeah. I'm going to go and complain about Trisha complaining.
Yes.
She wasn't complaining. She was just,
I'm not sure,
commiserating.
You should probably warn Trisha about what she's walking into.
Oh, moving in with us?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little sticky. There's a lot of cereal on the floor.
I'm hoping that this will make you kind of clean up your act a little bit.
No,
yeah,
that's
going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. There's a lot of like rings from where you've had drinks over the last couple of years.
There's a lot of everything.
Yeah.
We cleaned out his eBay purchase corner earlier today, and there were like 15 cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I don't know. Mark Cox is going to get in there and hang up his picture of Reagan, and it's going to be a whole new office.
Oh, my God. It's just going to go so bad. So, so bad.
It's I don't know how he's going to get that
moving
stuff in
the
there.
Calculus club into the smoking area or something. It's it's just going to be a big clash. Thank you for the circus peanuts.
Did you eat them?
I tried, but I noticed that they had to be an off-brand, which is why I stopped you in the hall. And I noticed that they were Spangler.
Yeah, they're Spangler circus peanuts.
Yep. So,
what
are they normally?
Yeah, that was my question. Is like, Dave, is an on-brand circus peanut?
I'm one of the only people in the world that like circus peanuts.
Yes, you are.
But they got to be like the real deal, like Brock's or something.
Oh, Brock's. Okay.
Any name that rhymes with Strangler, I don't think you want to buy the candy.
They're really proud of their brand, too. They put Spangler on the circus peanut.
Did they?
Yeah.
That seems presumptive.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
These are also a little bit harder than I'm used to, and that's all right because they were cheaper.
Hey, he's back. They're so much harder and shorter. Than I'm used to. Do you say these kind of things on Annie's show now?
Yeah, but I when I said that just now, I didn't think anything of it until you said it.
Yeah.
So I probably am saying them
Do
all the time.
Do they call you out?
No.
Like, so
no.
Annie never says like, oh, it's harder than you thought it would be?
Oh, man. No, she doesn't. But there was one today where Katie said something. I wish I could remember what it was. She said something along the lines of, yeah, every time somebody talks to me about that, they tell me how long it is. And I was like, oh, man, I got to say something here. I can't let this go.
But I'm sure the room full of women would have
hey, what about, hard it is, what about that? That's funny. And they were like,
I never let it go. No. You should call them out on
just
it.
Keep going?
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep calling it out for the rest of the show?
all you should do.
It's going to be my
just
role.
Be dirty.
Listen, all you have to do is this. I swear to you, all you have to do is this, especially with Katie. She says something like that, because she'll know. She may not know right when she says it, but she's fast enough to realize that if you give her a look or a sound, so all you have to do is this. Just do that, and it'll stop everything, and she'll realize what she's done. And then you'll have called her out, and you don't have to look like a jerk in the process.
Yeah, I did look like a jerk. I felt like it was a golden moment, and yeah. I was like, I got to grab this.
All you got to do is go.
Okay. Thanks. I might come to you with questions like that in the future.
Yeah.
You can go if you want. I know you have a meeting with Steve.
I do, and I'm looking at the clock, so I'm going to leave a couple Circus Peanuts. Did you eat the ones that I left here?
I had a half of one.
Did Andrew get the rest of them?
Does he like them?
I left a few, and they're all gone. So
when you Google something and you go and you and then you go, you click on the images, it will give you words that are typically associated with the search that you are doing.
Right.
So I did Circus Peanuts, and then I hit image because I wanted to see the bags, because I was like you, Dave. I didn't, that the Spangler bag is not one that I had recognized. So I clicked images to see what, you know, like what would come up. And the fifth most associated word with Circus Peanuts is gross.
As they are.
Yep.
They also associate the word Trump and banana, though.
Mm-hmm. I think because they taste like banana and because Trump looks like one.
Yes, there's a Trump meme. There's a Trump Circus Peanut meme.
He does not look like a Circus Peanut.
Nope. That's a fact.
I mean, there's no denying that one.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have today, Rach?
At 3:40, we're going to talk to Jim Talent about Syria, if you can believe it after that conversation.
I can.
4:40, we're going to talk to our pal Frank Cusimano about all things St. Louis sports. Mm-hmm. And it's Tim Convy Tuesday, so we'll be in at 5.
Cardinals saved their season last night.
No
interesting
doubt.
To talk about that with Frank.
I have a bunch of interesting topics. Most of them fairly serious, though. Oh, here you go. Did you see the Hillary Clinton "Don't Tempt Me"? I'm on a friggin' roll.
I will say this. I don't know if she'll actually run, but she is waiting for anyone to call for it.
Today,
and nobody article. Is.
Yeah, Trump that's the sad part, is everyone's like, all right, honey. Like, no.
I'm trying to brag here.
Sorry.
Just all take one step back?
Turn my mic off.
Sue's the only one that respects my bragging. And that's because she was taking a drink of the bubbly.
Don't you like it?
Trump administration appears to reverse Syria decision following backlash. I told you. It happened.
You did.
Believe it, Romney's going to run against him. And Hillary Clinton's coming back.
I'll tell you what. If you are right, I will never doubt you again, because that would be big time.
Trump sent out a tweet like, hey, Hillary, why don't you get in the race and we can go over all of your, you know, crimes.
Yeah.
And she said, don't tempt me. Do your job.
Oh, boy.
Those two have a lot of sexual tension.
There's a lot. Yeah.
Started I've been saying that for years.
When he was walking behind her.
You know, remember last week she
stop following me, you creep.
Yeah.
Don't tempt me.
Don't tempt me.
I clenched my fists and continued.
Nevertheless, she persisted.
I can't remember if it was Good Morning America or The View when she was, you know, going on the national shows last week. And she once again, when asked about why does Trump behave the way he does, she once again said it's because he knows that he's an illegitimate president that didn't win the election.
Woo!
And
implying that she won the election.
Yes, and she has said that over and over and over for 2 years after a year of saying how dangerous and wrong
he wouldn't respect it.
It would be to challenge the results of an election because everybody assumed that because Trump's a big baby that when he would lose to her, he would, you know, say that there was, you know, there was corruption or the votes weren't counted right, and how over and over how dangerous it is to question the integrity of an American election and the peaceful transition of power. And she, I mean, she did it. She harped on it for months, and now for literal years, she's been doing exactly what she warned against, and nobody ever calls her out on it. I've never seen any reporter, any person that she's been talking to, sitting there on The View or Good Morning America, when she says illegitimate election, one quote-unquote journalist say to her, well, you know, some would say that you're doing exactly what you warned was so dangerous and wrong. Never have I seen that question posed.
Can you imagine this scenario that Trump gets impeached, which I think he will, and you have to remember that impeached does not mean kicked out of office.
Correct.
Impeached just means they could impeach him today. They have the votes. But can you imagine that Hillary Clinton gets in and does her level best this time and runs against an impeached president and loses?
Mm-hmm.
She would go home and beat the hell out of Bill.
Oh.
I mean.
I got news for you. Hillary and Bill haven't seen each other.
Yeah, they don't live in the same house.
They haven't been in the same. Not only have they not been in the same bed, they haven't been in the same house in years.
They probably exchange a text on Christmas.
Yeah. Hey, here you're running again.
Did you see the new grandbaby? This is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk to you in 6 months.
Right. Yeah.
Back to the whole conversation last week about how she compared Bill cheating to having a transgender child.
Yes.
I've really been thinking about it, and I've seen some comments online. She was literally just saying, like, Bill Clinton is going to be a dog no matter what, so I have to just live with it or move on.
But again, how does that
It doesn't compare
relate to a transgender
It doesn't, but it's
child.
Like it's like a child saying, like, well, I need to accept my child because this is who they are. She was literally just saying
say
on a national stage, like, I have to accept that he is always going to be
God,
this
I hope she gets in. Oh,
she won't.
So
she won't.
Good.
I can't imagine that.
I think she wants to so badly, but like Tony said, she has less than no support. I mean, I see Democrats on Twitter all the time going like, go away, shut up, stop talking, we don't want you. If anyone supported her, she would 100% be in there, but she ruined it.
You know what, though? I still think that she would have a better chance of beating Trump than Warren. Even with everything that's happened.
I agree.
If all I care about is a Democrat not winning, give me Warren.
Yes.
I would be far more frightened of Hillary winning than I would Warren.
I agree.
Especially since Trump is so unafraid to do the whole Pocahontas thing. And, you know, she has this other stuff coming out that you know he's going to lean into.
I still
think. He's such a soundbite creator and such like a, you know, turn someone into a joke that I just can't see her striking back in that same way and putting labels on him that would actually stick.
I still think as damaged and as bad as Joe Biden, I don't think he has any chance of not. I don't think he's going to get the nomination. I don't think he's going to win. But I still think he puts up the bet right now.
Yeah.
If the election was held,
he
still has the best chance at beating Trump,
even as
terrible
of
a candidate he is.
The Democrats only appeal to young social warriors, to old liberal hippies, and to minorities who haven't checked the numbers lately. If it's hard to say because white heterosexual men are in no way a minority, but if I were part of some group and the person who I just hate has now made it the best ever for my group, empirically, everyone agrees on the numbers, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If it's easier for me to go out and work and support my family and do what I want to do and pursue my dream, even though I can't stand the guy, you know?
Right.
That to me would at least be a quandary. But other than those groups, I don't know who the Democrats appeal to.
Right.
When it's just like this game show to see who can give away the most money and the most free stuff. I think your average American, I think a big thing would be unions. I don't think unions will support these people because union people are smart enough to know to get jobs, there have to be, the economy has to be rolling. We have to have construction.
I've said it for years. If the Republican Party, especially now with the where the Democrats are, where that party has shifted to, if Republicans could just make peace with unions,
yes,
be a game changer, because they already most union people are already pro military, pro Second Amendment,
and be more libertarian on social issues.
Yes, or just be libertarian.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 330. You can give us a call at 314-241-9797, toll-free from anywhere, 866-455-9797. Or you can tweet Tony or Rach, and if it's interesting, we'll try to get it on the air. John, you're up first. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Hey, now, you guys are sitting around talking about Trump winning. You know, he may not be on the ticket. He could be removed from office. He'll definitely be impeached. I don't know if he'll be removed from office. It depends if the Republicans apply, if they're critical enough about if they look at the crime versus who committed the crime.
True.
And with that said, here's the next step. I don't know how much of a splatter it will go against the Trump's administration, and this is reaching way out there. Pence may not be on the ticket. Right now, before 2020, Nancy Pelosi could be president of the United States if two people were removed from office. Bottom line. And, you know, you guys, the conservative guys there take the happy path. But basically, we don't know what's coming out of this hearing yet. And Trump might resign before. I mean, if he's a normal guy, he could be put in prison.
All those things. John, all those things are possible. You're right. Because I don't know what dirt is down underneath the carpet. I think if I'm betting my own money, none of those things happen. But you're right. To me, it's more about assuming Trump survives. That it's that the Democratic candidate cannot beat Trump. Now, I think if I could build a Democratic candidate, if I could build a well-known, they have name recognition, they're a moderate to libertarian kind of Democrat, they don't have any, you know, bad skeletons, I think they wax Trump. Because I think there are enough people who are in the middle who don't like Trump that if they had someone like that, I think that they would go for them. I guess that person doesn't exist, which is amazing.
Joe Biden in 2016.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he would've exactly.
Won. He would have won.
Pre all this stuff on Joe Biden. But I don't think that any of the real left people win, because I just think that most of the country is not buying that we can do all of this huge giveaway agenda. I could be wrong.
Now, and here's where I'm going with that. Depends what TV station you're listening to or what talking heads you're listening to. If you listen to Fox, it's all about giving away stuff. If you listen to MSNBC, it's all about impeachment stuff. So really what it comes down to, the Republicans, you know, Trump is running on a economy that was built by the predecessor. He's done a few things that not doing good for him. You know, the trade war stuff is hurting some people right now. And if the economy goes a little sour, which he's concerned about because he's yelling at the Federal Reserve to not lowering rates fast enough, that if the economy turns sour a little bit, Trump will be beat in a landslide. And you can pit anybody up against him. Obviously, it won't be Hillary, but you can pit anybody up against him. You can pit a straw man up against him, and he's going to lose.
See, here's why I disagree, though, is because what I'm basing the Democrats' platform on isn't on MSNBC or Fox. It's listening to them at the debates, listening to their interviews. It's straight out of their mouth. And I just think that there are too many working-class people in the country who say, hey, look, I'm never going to get this stuff. You know, this is for the poorest of the poor, and that's not me, and it's going to hurt me. In 20 years, I think your side wins. I've told my very liberal 24-year-old son, Nick, 20 years from now, when you're 44 and I'm 74, God, that's crazy, I think you guys are going to win. And I think it's going to be a very different country, but Not in 2020.
Yeah, I just, I get what John's saying, and I might agree with him if I hadn't seen 2016 happen, but how convinced was the entire country that there was no way Trump was going to win? And then he did. And now he's had a couple of years of, yeah, there's been some sketchy stuff going down, but there's been a lot of success too. So when you don't have anyone good to put up against him, I see him winning. I mean, I just don't see any way he doesn't win unless this impeachment stuff just really explodes, which who knows at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
Anybody see a world where Donald Trump resigns?
No.
Oh, no.
Well, remember we talked about that a lot years ago, and then one of his business associates just came out and said he's going to resign. If it gets bad enough, he'll just resign. And you know, but John does raise a good point. None of us know.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm an honest enough broker and not twisting myself into a pretzel every day to make Trump look like a genius.
Agreed.
I'm honest enough to say, the hell, I don't know. I don't know what happened with Ukraine or what is going to come out that Rudy Giuliani did this or Volcker did this. Or I don't know. Something could happen
yep.
to where a majority of Republicans in the Senate go, well, now we have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
This we can't overlook this.
It could happen.
It could happen.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to happen, but it could happen.
Sure.
So
it could.
But what I don't think and what I don't think can happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
What I feel the most certain about is I don't see someone like Warren.
Mm-mm.
Anyone with those policies
having the mass appeal to
winning a general election. I just don't see it.
I agree.
So, that was fun.
Michelle mm-hmm. Obama. She would win in a landslide. You want to talk about somebody getting in? Like, we're always talking about, you know, Hillary gets in, Romney gets in and runs against...
Going back to Hillary, if I could... Oh, my God. I almost said get inside her body. I almost threw up.
Wow.
But if I could just get inside her body and be her, I could beat Donald Trump.
You'd have to take... Well... I see what you're saying. You'd have to somehow get rid of some of the things.
The Hillary-ness.
You'd have to exercise.
You'd have to get rid of some of the.
But if I were Hillary,
crimes.
I would get in there and say, like, mea culpa. I lost that last election.
Yeah.
I didn't work hard enough. I didn't go to these states. And I let a monster get in the Oval Office. And we're not going to take him out with socialist policies. We're not a socialist country. But we need to be this and this and this and this and this and this. There'd be a lot of rehab to do. But I think a lot of people would look at a new and improved Hillary and Warren and go, got to go over here.
I got a question for Tony mm-hmm. about Michelle, because you always bring up Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I know you probably asked the same thing about Trump, but what qualifies Michelle Obama to jump into the race?
Nothing.
Because all I know, in layman's terms, all she did was mess up the school lunches, and that's it.
Man,
I mean, she's
she
never
did.
Really served in mm-hmm. any other capacity.
You just
think it's name recognition,
popularity.
People love her. Okay.
She's popular. She's attached to the most popular Democratic president, at least in a generation, if not all time.
Well, look at Barack Obama.
And she doesn't have the baggage. She doesn't have all the baggage that somebody
has.
Barack Obama
was a two-year senator.
Yeah. He hadn't done anything either.
He didn't have any
but
baggage.
But at least he had been elected to an office.
Granted.
But barely.
And then you had Trump, who is a game show host.
Yeah.
And then he gets elected.
Yeah.
I think at this point.
I think popularity alone.
No doubt.
I think Beyonce would win if she ran. Like, I think that there are just people that are popular enough that would just run and win. And what I'm saying, and I think you're saying, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Dave, but...
What do you want to put in my mouth?
We can't talk about that on the radio.
Seriously.
Is that I don't think, when we talk about Warren, I don't think Warren has a chance. I don't see any of these Democrats that can beat Trump. At least for me, and I think you, it's not that Trump is unbeatable.
No.
He's beatable.
He's very vulnerable.
There's just nobody,
right out
now
there.
That I see running that is...
And how amazing is that?
Just as bad.
Look at these 20 numbnuts that the Democrats have. How is it possible...
How do they not have somebody better?
That there's not one...
How do they not have somebody
that
better?
...that isn't super crazy liberal and also has any name recognition.
Right.
Hickenlooper, who's the guy that went down the slide all casually?
Delaney.
Yeah. No one knows who these people are.
Yeah.
How is there not one...
Yang Gang, baby.
...person who everyone
He's
in the country knows, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, well, one of the answers to your question is that the base and the media and the coverage doesn't go to a moderate. Even if they did have the name recognition, the media is not interested in propping up a moderate. They're in love with the Warrens and the Sanders.
And do you know
extreme.
Why?
Because it's great television.
Yes. It's not because Chris Cuomo believes in helping people at the border.
No.
It's because
it's
moderates
television.
Are boring. But people who say $16 trillion
free
for climate
everything.
Change is interesting.
Yeah.
And people will watch that. If someone like me were on there, it'd just be like, this guy's boring me to death with all of his reason and logic and trying to walk down the middle and say we can do both.
It's not a good time to be a moderate Democrat.
It's not a good time to be a moderate anything.
Yeah.
Because you get crushed by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Ellen DeGeneres. All she did was...
Oh, don't get me started.
Be nice to George W. Bush at a football game and she's getting crushed for being cordial.
We're the dumbest, most hypocritical generation ever to be born. I'm so ashamed to be a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be a monkey.
Okay.
None of you have that power? Okay. No, seriously. Ellen DeGeneres is sitting next to President Bush and people are losing it like she should have punched him or gotten up and left. For the love of God, people.
Her answer was
perfect.
Yeah. Amazing.
It was.
Come on.
Amazing. And I'm not necessarily a big... I've read enough about Ellen that I think that maybe her public persona is not in line with her private life.
She's mean.
Yes, that she's a lot. Yes. She's a lot more
she's
mean.
A than very she, mean person.
However, what she said, whether it was the truth, whether she was speaking from the heart or she was just saying what she thought she needed to say, how you could disagree with when she addressed this situation of her sitting
you
next
know
to George Bush, if you could find a reason to say that she's wrong,
this
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Going to happen, but if ever I found myself at a sporting event sitting next to anyone on the left, Warren, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, I'm not moving.
Yeah.
I want to talk to this person. I want to get to know this person.
Can I say this real quick? I know we're almost out of time. This always gets me in trouble, and I'll say it again. It's what sank the Tea Party. The Tea Party had this idea that if there's 10 issues, you agree with us on all 10, or you're not on the team. You can't 9 for 10 isn't good enough.
Yeah.
And working with somebody on the other side is a punishable offense. And that's why the Tea Party didn't last. It didn't start that way. I think the Tea Party was sort of corrupted and turned into something that it didn't start as. But that's what it turned into, and that's why it wasn't successful.
What human beings, and especially Americans, are great at is compromise.
Yes.
And we have lost that.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. A few minutes shy, 4 p.m. Jim Talent coming up here momentarily. Halloween show is going to be on Halloween Eve, October 30th. It's brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon and La Catrina Wines. If you go to our Facebook, you can see the bottles. The wines are great. I've had the wines. They're very inexpensive. They're very simple. They're very good. The bottles are gorgeous.
Yeah, they're really cool. Photos up on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. I'm going to throw up a photo of the Four Roses Bourbon at the top of the hour.
Get them both at Total Wine and More, where my son works.
Mm-hmm.
Although he went home today sick.
Ooh.
Him throwing up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I am a
bourbon.
A sucker for like a cool liquor bottle.
Hell
like
yeah.
The packaging is dang right.
What did you say about manicured toes?
She didn't.
Don't worry about it, Glove.
It was a rap lyric.
It's between
I'm a sucker
us.
For cornrows and manicured
toes. Why you gotta make me feel...
pants and parachute.
Jim Talent knows the song.
Yeah, shut up. Hello, Senator Talent. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. How are you all doing? Having fun as always, I can tell.
As always, yes. So please help us understand this whole Syria deal. As I understand it... As I predicted, Trump is kind of backing off on it. But yesterday, what was he saying he was going to do, and how did it hit you?
Well, I actually think it's the right decision because I don't know really what else we could do. Okay, so we went into Syria in order to defeat or suppress ISIS. And the Syrians and the Russians and the Iranians and the Turks were okay with that. So we were able to deconflict. We weren't going up against them. Now that that's been accomplished, the Turks want to go after the Kurds. And this can almost be like a soap opera, you know, a plot thread here, because they think the Kurds are fomenting separatism and revolution in Turkey. And if they're going to do that, the question really is, well, what could we do if we wanted to stop them? Because are we going to get into war with Turkey? And Turkey is a NATO ally, and the Kurds are not allies. And it would get very, very messy very, very fast. So I don't know that Trump had a lot of choice. Now, I saw a couple of his tweets, and unless he was trolling the world, you know, it was outrageous. But I think the decision is about the only one he can make. And to my colleagues, and I know a lot of them who are saying he should have done different, what exactly should he do? I mean, there's just not a lot that we can do in that region of the world unless we're prepared to commit and go in heavy. And I really don't think Congress would vote for that authorization. You notice that nobody is proposing a motion in the Congress to authorize a major conflict in Syria, right? They're complaining, but they're not voting to do that, right?
So, Senator, this is Tony Colombo, and I think that's fascinating because we've heard so many, obviously, Democrats, but also a lot of Republicans that have criticized this idea from the president, and they have said that it will, you know, give ISIS a chance to just rebuild everything and undo all the hard work that our soldiers have done. What are the even the Republicans that are criticizing the president, where are they wrong in that assessment?
Well, I think if the Turks do not move, then I agree with that. I mean, in fact, when Trump was talking about this before, I said, I don't see why we shouldn't keep our guys in there. It's a low-risk situation. But if the Turks are going to move then against the Kurds, then we're going to be in a situation where either we just stand there and let the Kurds get attacked, and they were our allies, or we go up against the Turks. And you know, you and I are not, Tony, we're not read into, you know, exactly what's going on in terms of the intel. But I've said all along, even when Obama didn't want to get into Syria, that's one thing I never criticized him for. I criticized him for leaving Iraq, because there I think there's a real upside and real interest at stake. But in Syria, I just don't think there's a strong enough American interest in who is governing northeastern Syria for us to get in a major conflict against the Turks.
So, Jim, given everything that is out in the public now, everything that you know about the Ukrainian situation, mm-hmm. if you had to bet your own $10, do you think the House has the guts to actually impeach the president?
Well, we will see. I right now would say no. I think if they wanted to do that, they'd have constituted a formal inquiry into that. Really, all they're doing is continuing to investigate. I think they're stirring the pot to see what public opinion is and how far they can. And when I say they, I mean, I think there's divisions within the Democratic caucus in this. I do not think the speaker wants to go forward all the way to impeachment with this. There's nothing that when I watch what she does, and in addition to what she says, she's trying to spin this thing out, in my opinion. I don't know whether she'll be able to, whether her caucus will let her. Right now, I would guess no. I don't think that's the majority opinion. But we'll know more within the next 6 to 8 weeks, I think.
So, Senator, I hope you're right. I think a lot of people are losing faith that the Democrats or politicians in general will make the right decision and they will just move forward with a thing like impeachment. Just because they don't like him, whether they have the hard proof or not, they have the votes and they would move forward. If that does happen, which hopefully you're right and it doesn't, what isn't that about the worst precedent that could be set in American history as far as the executive branch is concerned? Because then why not? If you have the majority in the House and you have the votes on whichever side you're on and you don't like the president, just impeach him. Put him through one of these because apparently you don't even need proof anymore.
Yeah, to answer your question, yes. It would be an extremely bad precedent to set. It would be thrusting aside a hugely important norm. And what people have to understand, and I said this, by the way, when they forced Al Franken out, I said, you know, you don't want to acculturate politicians in the idea that they get to choose who the other politicians are. Okay? The people elect the president. The Congress doesn't elect the president. You don't want them to get to thinking if they don't like what the people did, they'll just substitute and get a new one. That's Amen. Not a good precedent to set, no. Yep.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.